man nishader. Who should be zeicher? Who should send him the present? Who's going to be a good priach? That's what they said. So nishader b'hadei nochem, they decided, let's send him b'hadei nochem ish gamzu. The melumet b'nissim, he's regular nissim. Hey, since he's such a b'teich b'Hashem, Hashem always pays him back and gives him nissim. So what happened? Melumet b'nissim evi. Kimot l'hudi yura. So what happened was, Stanley gave him a suitcase full of diamonds, jewelry, gold. They loaded him up with good presents. Yeah. So he took now his suitcase weighing a ton, and he started to travel to the king. So when he came at night time to an inn, Kimot l'hudi yura, at night time he had to go to sleep, so he stopped off in an inn. Boy lemevach, he wanted to rest there. Amri lay, so they said to him, the innkeeper said to him, Maike badoch, what do you have with you? What are these bundles here? Omalu, he said, listen, I'm going to bring a big present to the king. So they said, oh, very good, you sleep with us, very good. He had good sleep here. So Koma Balaila, when at night time when he was good, fast asleep, and he had his bundle there, so they got up, the innkeeper got up at night, Sharino Lisifte, he emptied out his suitcase, the Shakli called Evi Gabay, he took out all the diamonds, all the gold he took out. Omalina Wafra, he had to fill it up again with good dirt. The dirt he had, the best dirt he had, he filled it up with. So, and the Nochem Ishganza woke up in the morning. He didn't bother checking out his suitcase. Just said goodbye, thanks a lot. Went on. Kimatul Aslam, when he came to the king, Ishtaka, he opened up the present. He opened up the suitcase. King, the Jews are sending you a present. Here it is. King says, okay, let me see what's inside it. King opens it up. Ishtaka Chofra, he finds dirt. That's what's inside the suitcase. Omar, the king got angry and says, Achuki kol nechaychi biyudoi. The Jews are making a joke out of me. They're laughing at me. I have to get rid of them. Afkinu lemikdalei. They decide, the king says, take him out and kill him. They're about to kill Nochem is Gamzu. What happened? Omar, he said right away again, Gamzu l'toiva. He didn't get nervous, Nochem. Nochem just said, no, Gamzu l'toiva. Whatever Hashem wants should be. Yeah. What happened? Os Eliyo. Eliyo Anovi came fast. The Idmulu Kechad Minayu, he appeared to be like one of the Romans, one of them. Omri said like this, Omalu, Dil Mahayofra, maybe this dirt that this Jew is sending you is me Ofra the Avram Avinu. This is from the special dirt of Avram Avinu. Devishadi Afra, that when Avram fought the four Malachim, he threw the dirt, and Harbi Gilei Heve, Girei, it turned out to be swords and arrows. You can win a war with this dirt. The king says, okay, let me see, I'll try it out. Bodik, they told, Eliol told the king, Bodik, try it out, v'yashkech, and see what happens. V'yashkech ha'kiyev, that's what happened. That Mechuz, there was one town, t'leheve kol yachli lei. The king was not able to conquer that town. L'mich v'sheh, up until now, he couldn't conquer that town. Shodom hu ofra, when he went to fight now, he took the dirt with him and threw it out there, Malayu, v'chavshu was able to conquer them. So the king saw it's a good present that you send me. Sailu Leveganzi told Nochem, you know what? Now go into my treasure house. Amri Shakur Denichlachot Milayo Lisifto Dahaba. He says, you could fill up your suitcase, whatever you want, here in my treasure house, and take it back home. So he gave him the right to fill up the suitcase. So when he went back home again, Noach, on the way back home, Kihodar, also, he passed by that famous inn again. So Amrulay, the innkeeper asked him, Hanech the Urei, the innkeeper asked him, My Antias Levei Malko, what did you bring to the king that you got back such a good present? Omalu, my Deshak Lemiocha, what do you mean what I brought? The same suitcase I left you, that you filled me up with, that suitcase I brought to the king. Antuil Hassan. So the innkeeper thought, wowee, I have the special dirt of Avram Avinu in my place here, I'm loaded with it, so I'll go give the king also the same present. Let me get back my jewelry. So Shakli Yinu, he also filled up his suitcase with dirt. Amtul Hassam came to the king, and Katlinu Lanech the Yura, he got killed. The king saw that dirt, tried it out, nothing happened, it fell to the floor, he had him killed. That was Gamzu L'toiva. That was his meeting.
Mishnah
says also, Dor HaFloga Ein Lehem Chelik Le'Olam Habo. The Dor HaFloga that came after the Mabul, they also have no Olam Habo. The question is, my Ovid, what did they do so bad? What was the chet of the Dor HaFloga? Samri Devei Rab Sheila, that they did like this. They said, Nivna Migdol, let's build a big tower. This was the Dor HaFloga. V'nala l'rakiya, we'll go up to the sky. V'nakoisoi, and we'll crack open the sky. V'nakoisoi, let's hit the sky. V'kardumois, with our hatchets, our hammers. What's the reason? K'day she'yizoivu me'imav, in order that the water upstairs should come tumbling down. And that's what the purpose was. They just went through the Dor HaMabul. So they're afraid maybe Hashem will bring another marble. They said, you know what we're going to do? They thought upstairs there's a big reservoir of water. When Hashem wants, he opens it up and kills us. So they'll be smart. They'll go upstairs and they'll knock a small hole on the corner and all the water will run down in the corner, so there'll be no more water to make a marble. That's what they wanted to do. That was their intentions. That's what Reb Shela said. However, that's what they said in Bavel. But Machaku Olav Marova, when this words came to Eretz Yisrael, they laughed at it. And they said, that can't be the intentions of the Dor HaFlogah. They weren't that stupid. Huh? That wasn't their intentions. In Cain, if so, Nivna Echad Betura. If they wanted to build a tower to really get to the sky, to crack open the sky, so they should have started out on a high mountain. They should have started on a high mountain, save yourself a few hundred feet, and then go up. Why did they start on a plain, on a plane? Mashma Bavel was always flat. So they started in Bavel, start with Eretz Yisrael's Taina. Therefore, rather, Elo Amar Rav Yirmiyah Bar Elazar, Nechlo Kula Gimel Kitis. There are three different groups of Dor HaFlogah. Achas Amaros, one of them said, Nale V'Neishav Shom. Let's go upstairs and we'll live there. Like, we'll live there. In case Hashem will bring a marble over here, we'll have, like, we'll go to the moon, we'll have a place to live there. Let's go upstairs and we'll live there. The Achas Amaros, the second card said, let's go upstairs and worship idols there. In other words, we'll get Hashem angry. We don't care about Hashem anymore. We'll get him angry. We'll go upstairs and worship right in front of his nose. The Yachas Amaros in the third card said, let's go upstairs and we'll have war. Instead of Hashem killing us out, we'll go and kill out Hashem. That was the kavon of the Dor HaFlogah. That was the chet. That's what Ein Lachelik Olam Abur. Now, Zusha Meres, the first cut that said, now live in Eshav Shom, let's go and live there. Suppose it says, Hafitzam Hashem, Hashem spread them all out. You're not going to live with me, you're going to be spread out all over. Vizusha Meres, the second cut that said, now live in Nasa Muchama, let's go upstairs and fight Hashem, whatever that means. Nasa Kupim, so Hashem made them apes, Veruchais and spirits, Veshadim and demons, Velelin, those are demons that work at nighttime. A different type of demons. Apes.
Who made
Hashem made the people, made these cut, these groups of people that want to come to fight Hashem.
Oh, that's
Rashi says, Ruchin means beli guf, v'tzura, without a guf, without a body. Lilin, that's tzura sodom, he has the form of a person. Elishyesh lem kunafayim, they have wings, they could fly. Mesechta nida. Alright, Kitzi made them into not normal people. And the third cut that said, let's go upstairs and worship idols right there in front of Hashem. So there the Pasuk says, Kishom bolol Hashem tvas koloros. Hashem spread out the Lushin, the language of the people. They did not understand one another. In other words, they would not be able to worship Avodah Zarah. They would not understand one another. Tani, we learned Rabbi Nosson Noimer. Kulam l'shem avodas kachovim nitzkavnu. All these three katim here, these three categories, they all had one intention, and that is to worship Avodah Zarah, to go against Hashem, to deny Hashem. The same purpose that they just went through the Dor HaMabul. They figured, Hashem, we don't like you no more, we're not going to worship you, we're going to a different God. That was their chet. Therefore the Mishnah says, Ein lo chelik l'olam habo. Ksiv Ochot says over here, Nasa lonu shem. The Ksiv Osman says another pasuk, V'shem elohim achirim leisad kiru. So mashma shem of Avodah Zarah. Here also the Dor HaFlogah, they went to worship Avodah Zarah. Om Rabbi Yechanan, Migdal, this big tower that they made, afterwards, Shlish Nisraf, one third of it Hashem burnt down. Shlish Nivla, one third of it was swallowed up into the ground, caved in. Shlish Kayim, and you should know one third of that tower is still around. If you go and find it, it's still there. Shlish is Kayim. Om Rav, Rav says, Do Avir Migdal Mashkach. Whoever even goes near the vicinity of that Migdol, you're going to forget your learning. It was such a ra, the smell is so bad there, that you're going to forget your learning if you go there. That says, Mishkach, Shekei Nigzer Aloysamakon, that was the Gzer in that place, Sheyishkach, they should forget. Therefore, they themselves forgot the languages. That's Pshat the Rashi learns Pshat. The reason why Hashem mixed up the languages is Poshid, they forgot their own language. So that was the Xavier there. So whoever goes back there will forget your language, will forget your learning. Omar Rabbi Yosef. Right. Whatever you know now, you'll forget. Right. Omar Rabbi Yosef, a Bozel, a Bursif, Simon Rala Torah. These are also two bad places for your Torah. Rashi says also, you'll forget your learning, because it's standing around the Avir of the Migdal. Now, my Bursif, what's the Lashon of Bursif? Omar Abasi, Bur Shofi, an empty pit. That's what it is. Because whatever you have becomes emptied out there. Any understanding, any learning you have will be emptied out there. Right, then the next ones are Anshe Sodom, the people in Sodom. Also, the Mishnah says, Ein lohem chelik lolam abo. Tana Rabbon, Anshe Sodom, Ein lohem chelik lolam abo. How do we know this? First of all, Shenemar says in the Pesach, Anshe Sodom, Royim v'chatoim la'ashem yoid. So Royim means, Bailam azeh, they'll be killed out in this world, v'chatoim means lolam abo. The chet is so strong, they won't come to lolam abo. Omer Rav Yehuda, Royim begufam. Roy means they did chatoim with their own goof. Rashi says shtufa bezima, they had znus, and the chatoim means the mamainim. They were bad with the money. They did not act nice to one another, and we'll soon see the meisters of Anshe Sodom. Roy in the goof, what does it mean? They were bad with the goof. They had shichva. They had znus. The chesed says the yeches so haro hagdel azois the chatos said Elohim. That's what Yosef said. So there was a shiloh znus. Yosef Potiphar wanted to live with him. The chatoim here. It's the siloshin of haro. It says here, Anshe Sodom Royim means Nus. Now, the Chatoim, when the Pesach says, by Sodom they did Chatoim, that it means the Mamoina with the money. How do we know? There's still another Pesach says, Behoye Bechua Chet Lashem. If you do not lend money to the poor person, it will be called like you're doing a Chet. You see, the word Chet means not giving money to poor people. Then the Pesach says, Lashem, the Chatoim Lashem, what does Lashem mean? Zubirkas Hashem. Now, the Anshe Sodom used to curse Hashem. Then the Pesach says, Mi'oid, what does that mean? Shemischavnin v'choytim, that they did it intentionally. They were lahachis. They did the chatoyim willingly. The Masdis of Tana and the Braisi we learned, royim b'mamayim. From the word royim we say goes in the mamon, v'chatoyim b'gufam. How do we know this? Royim b'mamayim, they're very wicked with their money. The Chesivit says, v'ro, eincho b'yochicho evyoin, that you see bad in your brother, your poor brother, that you will not help out your poor brother. So for Royim goes money. The Chatoim begufim, the Chesivit says, the Chatosin lelekim, Lashem, Lachatosin lelekim. That was by Znus, by Yosef. Lashem, no, this is a Pesach in Melachim, also talking about Znus, though. Lashem, Zu Birkas Hashem, that they wanted to curse Hashem, Miyoid, Zu Shvichas Domin, that Anshe Sodom soon say used to kill people. Then when the Pesach says, Gam Dam Noki Shofach Menashe Bishlayim, Harbe Miyoid. See the word Miyoid, applies to Shvichas Domin. Tana Rabbonin. Anshe Sodom, the people of Sodom, Loin is God, they only went off, they came horini. They only became horinis because Ela Beshvil Toivo Sheshpil on the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu was too good to them. The land had a tremendous produce, it was a very good land. That's why Lot went to live there, because Hashem gave them so much, that's why they turned off. Umak Sivbem, what did Eev say about the land of Anshe Sodom? How good was it? It said, Eretz mimenu yetzilechem. It's a land that food, bread, will come out from the land itself. V'tachteya nepach k'moyesh, will be turned over like fire. M'koim sapir avoneho, that its own stones will produce sapir. The afroi zov loy, and there'll be gold all around, like dust of gold will be all around them. Nosiv lo yodu oyet, v'loy shazofatoi ayin aya. Led richu b'nei shochas, no line will go past it. Loyodol of Shochal, yeah. That kid said they had food and gold, they had everything, the Anshe Sodom. Omuloy, they said, since our land is so good, that it produces lechem, means the food was so good, good wheat, and it has gold floating all around there, and so, they said, why do we need people coming by? People coming by only want to raise tzedakah, they want us to help them out, they need things. We don't need them. We have everything we need. Goodbye with our Vedrachim. We don't want people to come through Sodom. Why do people come to pass by? To take our money. We don't need them. We're going to make a protest, put up signs. There's a danger coming through Sudan. Whoever comes through Sudan, the terrorists are regular. Means we're not going to let anybody even to walk through Sudan. There are big signs. Whoever comes through Sudan is hazardous. You're in trouble on your own risk to walk through. They made a law. You cannot walk even through our land. Shinemrit says, Porat Nachal Me'am Gor Hanishkochim Mine Rogel. They forgot the Indian of regular feet. Dalum Yenosh No. That they made sure no people would walk through Sudan. This was the Ra. Dorash Rova, Maidach said, what's the Potsuk say? Ad ono techoisu al ish terotzchu kuchan kikir notu goder hadchu, that there was near, or they killed people with a wall that was weak, or turret falling down anyway. What was the Maisa? Malamid, shayu noisne meneim abali mamin. The anxious doim, if they see somebody that was rich, I don't know if it's the people themselves or other people, neighboring towns, but if they see somebody was rich, what do? They say, come, let's take a walk together. And they let him take a walk near this wall that's about to turn over. And they had his friend on the other side of the wall, and as soon as the gevir walked by the wall, he gave a little push, and the wall came tumbling down on him. The other friend pushed the wall down over this gevir, they came fast and robbed all the money that he had. That's what Anshi Zayim did, 1 meter. Dorash Rava, Maidik said, what's the Pasuk say? Chosar b'choshech. They dug under by night time, bought in the houses, and by daytime they were able to take away the chayis and they were able to steal. This is all Rav was dashing this. What does this mean to say? Or they did not know light. Malam, when it comes to teach us, you know what Anshei Sdoim did? Again, they used to look at the rich people and they wanted to steal their money. They didn't know where in the house they would hide their money. So what would they? How'd they do? They did like this. They said, please do me a favor, hold for me a farsimim, that's something that's like perfume. It's something that smells very good. Kids said, they gave their neighbor, their rich person, do me a favor and hold on to my beautiful perfume here for a day. So what did the gvir did? He says, okay, I'll do it. And he took it. The minig was then, at least the gvirim were nice, that if they have something to hold for somebody else, they'd put it in their treasure, in their lock, in their safe. They have a safe in the house, but they have all the gold and diamonds. So somebody gave me something to watch. I'll be nice enough, and I would put that pekodon in my safe. So Lerev, at night time, the ganovim, the anshes doim came, boyim, or marichim, I said, kelev. They smelled the house like a dog. They went around to smell where their perfume was, and they would know exactly where the safe was. Said a clear, easy case. They went in the left corner under the ground there and got straight into the safe and took away their money. That's what Anshei Sdoim did. That's what it means. The Marichan of Kelev. And Emre says, Yashuvu Lerev Yemuk Kelev. They came back at night time like a dog. They Sebevu Ir and they surrounded the city. Oboyim Bechoyskrim Shom Benoitlethamayim. Orem, it says, they were naked. Holchum Abli Lovish. They went without clothing. V'yein Ksus Bekora, and they had no clothing in the cold. Yechomo Yisaimim Yinobu Yachbulu, that they took away the chamor of Yisaimim and Shar Almona Vulas Yasigo Eda Gozdo V'Yiru for who the Kvaris Yuvo V'Yagod Nishishkoi. It will soon say they did all these terrible things here. Yeah. Now Dorish Reb Yosi B'Tzipori. Reb Yosi Darshan these Pesukim in Tzipori. He Darshan like Rava, teaching the people the Ra, the Bear that Anshei Sdoim did. But by teaching this, he also taught the Ganovim in Tzipora how to rob. He gave them good advice. If you want to rob the people the money, give them perfume to hold for you, and the next at night you'll come and smell the perfume to be able to rob. So when the B'yosi Dashin is in Tzipora the next day, Achtariyam Ahu Laila, that night, Tlosa Meyam Achtarta B'Tzipora, there were 300 burglary robberies that night in Tzipora. 300 people had the house robbed that night. Also, good, that's a tiny back. Also, the Komet Sarilei, they all came back to Reb Yosef. What did you do? Your shear last night tricked off all the Ganovim, and they're working hard. Omrilei said back to him, Yovis Urcha Laganvi, you gave a clear cut way, you gave an open road for the Ganovim. Omulu, me heavy yadana diyosi ganvi? Would I know that Ganovim come to shir? That's the last thing I think about. I gave a shir, I thought the chashuv people would come. Now I see the Ganovim came, what do you want from me? Elamai, you are Ganovim. That means most of the people in Tzipora were Ganovim, there's something wrong with you. But I call upon him, ki konach nafshe the Rabbi Yosi, when Rabbi Yosi was nifta, Shafiya Mazaved Tzipuridam. It was like the streets, the gutters of Tzipora were running in blood, means that he was the chash of a person, and they felt bad when he was nifta. Even though this one instance happened, but they did feel bad when he was nifta. Amri, they said like this. This is what Anshis Doim said. The Islei Chatura, someone that owns one ox, Mori Chadjoyma. He has to shepherd, be a shepherd for one day only, take care of the flock for one day. But the leslay, a person does not have any oxes, lira treyayma, he should have to be the shepherd for 2 days. That was their ra. So hu yasma, there was a yosim, an orphan, bar amalosa, son of a widow, hevelay turei lamari. He had an ox that he was supposed to take care of that day. Ozo shaklino, he took it, but katlino, when he killed it. So Omulu, he said to them, the isli tura nishko chad mashko.